nuisance with being on the internet, and that's where most of it comes, and then we just keep adding new stuff to it.
Right, now, Mr. Medrick, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
How old are you?
I'm 53.
And how long have you been involved with busting demons?
12 years and 3 months, me and my wife.
So you and your wife do it together?
Oh, yes, yeah.
So when you say 12 years and 3 months, I guess that something specific happened on a specific date that turned you into a demon buster.
Well, several years before, I just knew that that's the ministry.
You described to me the very first time that you realized that you could remove a demon from someone?
Well, yeah, when you read the Bible, Mark 16:17, Jesus says, "Those that believe shall cast out demons." So every Christian is supposed to cast out demons.
So this is not just a gift that you've got. This is not a gift.
No, Jesus gave that power and that authority to every believer, from the newest baby Christian to someone that's been a Christian forever, but they just never heard this scripture before, even though it's always been there.
Now, are there specific ways to get rid of specific things? For example, depression. How do you cast out the demon
of
depression?
All right. Depression, or whatever the name of it is, that's his name. Okay, so depression, you just say, in Jesus' name, I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. Now,
right.
there are a couple of preliminaries. Now, you can't just, there's just preliminaries. You want me to tell you preliminaries?
Sure, Phil,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just forgive everyone who has ever hurt you. Now, this is part of the Lord's Prayer. If you don't forgive others, the Father God will not forgive you.
Okay, how do you forgive them? Do you just say, I forgive you, or do you have to have some sort of...
You lead people to a short prayer. In Jesus' name, I forgive my mother, father, brothers, sisters, Aunt Harry, whatever, and anyone else who's ever hurt me. And it was just kind of like it's a blanket prayer. There's people out there that cannot forgive, say a woman who's been abused by her father. She cannot forgive her dad without deliverance. The demons keep that so strong.
Well, which comes first? Do you have to forgive your father for molesting you to be delivered?
Well, it depends. Most of the time, you do the forgiveness prayer first. But when you run across, and it's few individuals who just cannot forgive, okay, then we have to kind of back it up a little bit and try to get rid of some to come out in the name of Jesus.
So you can get rid of the unforgiveness demon instantly within about 3 seconds.
Well, no demon. Let's regroup here. All right. Most demons do, in fact, come out within seconds when you tell them to, in the name of Jesus.
Right.
But based on experience, both ours and people that's been doing this for 30, 40, 50 years, some demons just will not come out. Nobody knows why.
Hmm.
So all you can do is the best that you know how to do, and as the scripture says, when you've done all that you know how to do, to stand. And stand doesn't mean to stand there and wait for something. It means you just keep on doing the battle.
Right, you keep it up. Now, for example, is there a smoking demon that would make me smoke cigarettes?
Oh, yes.
So I could quit smoking cigarettes today if I was A, a Christian, and B, got the smoking demon out of myself.
Yes, you would, but now I wouldn't say that you could get the smoking demon out today. Because, see, smoking demon is a very powerful demon. You have numerous demons about cigarettes, tobacco, nicotine, many, many Indian names involved with smoking, because the Indians introduced tobacco to the white man.
Right. Now, given though that there are many demons involved, how do you explain the actual physical chemical reaction of the body and nicotine and tar on it?
Well, there's also natural sources of people's problems. You know, based on the news today, we know that nicotine causes people to be addicted.
Yes.
Okay.
That's not a demon, that's a physical
condition.
That's
addiction. A physical, yes. See, like most sicknesses are caused by demons, but you can cause yourself to be sick by not eating, not taking care of your body proper, so everything's
what,
not a...
What's that caused by? Is that caused by the not eating right demon?
Well, now, it could be. You take a person who weighs 400 pounds,
yeah.
Okay, they probably have a demon that just causes them to eat and eat. Plus, a huge person who doesn't eat a lot, but they're still much, much overweight.
Right.
All right? So now you got several things here. You know, you could have a thyroid problem.
Is that a demon or a problem?
Well, it could be a demon, and it could not be a demon. We treat everything like it's a demon. That
right.
way, you can't lose nothing.
Okay, now, Stanley, I've got a stupid question for you. What actually is a demon?
Okay. Nobody knows. Okay,
there's
nothing in the the Bible saying what a demon is. It talks about demons, it talks about spirits. The King James Bible, unfortunately, uses the word devils all the time. That's incorrect.
Right.
All right. But what, based on experience, what demons are, they're invisible. Let's call them creatures. All right?
Well, they're not creatures if they're invisible.
Well, they are, because, see, they get inside you, and on occasion, when you are able to see a demon, and some people do. I have never seen a demon myself.
Have your wife seen one?
Pardon me?
You say your wife has seen a demon.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, now, did she describe it to you?
Yeah, okay.
What does it look like?
Okay, when you look up the word, demon, one of the definitions is hairy one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so many people who see demons, and the one that my wife saw was very hairy, almost real old looking.
Sort of like Robin Williams?
Pardon me?
Does it sort of look like Robin Williams? No, not really?
I don't think so.
So it was like a hairy, like a monkey?
Almost, like a monkey, yeah.
Right.
And
it lives inside you?
Oh, yeah. Jesus is living inside of you. Now, how does that happen? We don't know, but he does.
Does he live inside non-Christians?
I don't know, no.
So are non-Christians afflicted with the same problems as Christians?
Oh, yeah.
Christians just got all the same problems?
Oh, no. No, unsaved people have demons also. Here's the thing. See, if people don't like, everybody has demons. Everybody. You do.
Why don't people like you to say that?
It's because their demons get offended, or how dare you say I have demons, and especially if they're a Christian.
I see.
And the reason is because pastors today are afraid to handle this subject, even though they're supposed to.
Right. Do you have demons still, even though you're a professional demon buster?
I would say yes. But now here's the goal. See, the goal is to get rid of all the demons that you're aware of.
Right.
Okay, now I'm not aware of any demons that I have.
Right. How many have you got rid of?
I would say thousands and thousands. Everybody has thousands.
Do you get rid of it like a demon a day, for example?
Well, you do daily self-delivery.
Right.
You can pick up demons walking down the street. You can pick up demons over the telephone line, over the computer line. And so part of my self-deliverance, and as soon as
I just picked one up right then.
You could.
I think so. How can I tell if that was a demon or I just...
Well, you probably couldn't. Immediately, it depends. My wife was talking to a person who called us, and she was depressed.
Right.
Okay, as soon as she hung up the phone, my wife was depressed.
Now, that's what we normally call just getting bummed out by somebody who's in a bad mood.
Well, that's what we call it in natural. But what happens is the demon...
bummed out demon comes through the phone, and it gets into your head.
Right. Many deliverance ministries call it transferring. The demons transfer.
You can transfer them down a telephone line.
Absolutely.
So you could be transferring them down to me, or I could be transferring them down to you.
Right. That's why...
Via the modem.
Right. And that's why, as soon as I hang up this phone, here's what I pray. In Jesus' name, I command every demon that's followed me, sent to me, or transferred to me, to leave me now in Jesus' name.
Okay. Well, listen, have you got a few minutes to hang out with me if I take a little break?
Hey, I got a couple hours there.
Oh, terrific. Why don't we take a little break? I'm going to come back, and when I come back, I want to ask you about the demons that get inside our computers and cause them to malfunction.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
Good. Thank you very much. Hang on. We'll be right back. Stanley Madrak is my guest from the End Time Deliverance Center, the proprietor, and demonbus.com. Go check it out. In the meantime, we'll be right back. A3 woke up this morning on the World New Music Authority. Fascinating Global Cast. It's Stanley Madrak from the End Time Deliverance Center, the proprietor, and a professional demon buster at demonbuster.com. Welcome back, Mr. Madrak.
Howdy again.
Oh, there you go. Okay, now just before the break, I was asking you if you could describe to us how demons come down the telephone line from the various ISPs, internet service providers that we have, and screw up our computers. I see on your website that the two demons who are responsible for this both have names. One's called Boyce and the other's called Boyce.
Boyce and Boise.
Boise is the other one.
Right, huh?
I see. Now, first of all, where do the demons come from? The ISP, like AOL, for example, is it full of demons?
Well, again, nobody knows. All right, here's a good way to explain it to you.
What about Time Warner? I think a lot of them come from Time Warner.
Well, we don't want to get sued, so we're going to stay out of names.
Okay.
But the more, say, vulgar a company is, probably the more demons are involved.
The porno. If I went to a porno site on my computer, I'd get a whole lot of demons down.
Oh, yeah.
All the naked women.
Tons of naked. Here's a good way to explain it. If you take your automobile to a good auto mechanic with a problem, and you had a problem, and he listens to the engine, he could probably tell you what's wrong with it. Now, he knows that by experience. All right, now, Boyce and Boise are two demons that we know strings of emails from people who said, I couldn't get it, I couldn't print it, I can't send email, I did the warfare, and everything's working fine.
We get a lot of that at our website. Did people saying, I couldn't get the program to work, I couldn't get the audio, or the video froze up, or it's always buffering. Would they get our show better if they cast out Voice and Boise?
Well,
or was it specifically your site?
No, it's anybody's. It's mainly if it was Christian site.
Okay.
Now, with your, because of your format of the program, I don't know.
We're multi-denominational. Are there different demons for multi-denominational
work? No, demons, they don't care who they're bothering. They'll bother anybody.
Okay, now how do you know their names are Boyce and Boise?
Okay, in the Bible, Jesus talked to a demon called Legion, so we know demons have names. All right, so Boyce and Boise came from another ministry, whether the demon revealed his name, and sometimes we ask the demon, what's your name? And just like he told Jesus, Legion, he'll tell us. Normally, here's what we do normally. A person comes to our home, they sit down in their living room, we look at them eyeball to eyeball, and we start casting out their demons. That's how it works. Now,
right.
It can be done over the telephone. I'd rather not do it that way, but it is possible. And
right.
So...
Do they feel an immediate effect when you cast out the demons?
In most cases.
Right.
Now, here's the key. You know the demon is gone when you no longer have the problem.
Okay, but supposing... what I want to get back to is, what do the demons sound like when you talk to them? Do they have voices?
Yeah, and in almost every case, they sound just like the person you're talking to. On occasion, you'll get a gruffled sound, something like that.
Right.
But most of the time, it's just the demons use your vocal cords, that's all. And
the demons take over your own vocal cords?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It sounds like me speaking, but it's not really me speaking.
That's correct.
So what would I say if I was at this point by a demon? Could I say something that I'm not responsible for? Like,
yes, absolutely.
Like any nasty, vicious thing?
Oh, yeah.
What do you typically hear in your demon casting out session?
Well, normally we don't hear anything because, the way our ministry is, it's just my wife and I. We don't have a church or a building or nothing like that. We minister out of the home.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not big people. We're kind of skinny.
Yeah.
And so we can't be having demons throwing us around our house.
Has that happened to you?
Not to us, but to other ministries, because they expect that to happen.
I see.
A demon will do what you expect them to do. We expect them to keep quiet and shut up when we're doing it. But now, on occasion, we'll be calling out a demon, and a demon will tell us, I'm not coming out. Just like that.
You can hear him say that.
Oh, yeah, I'm not coming out. And so, since the person is here for help, we need to know, why ain't you coming out? So we say, why aren't you coming out? Now, sometimes they'll talk back, and sometimes they won't. Demons work on loans. Just like a bunch of attorneys, they don't have to budge when they have a legal contract to be in a person.
Now, a legal contract requires both parties to agree.
Right.
I have to agree to have a demon inside me, don't I?
Well, not that kind of a contract. Now, okay, if you have to play with a Ouija board,
yeah.
Okay, that is a demonic game.
Okay.
That, by you playing with that, even if you joked around with it 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That was a legal contract giving demons access to stay in your body.
I see.
And they do not have to leave.
So I did that. I remember doing that as probably 6 years old. I played with a Ouija board when trying to get in touch with people around the kitchen table.
Right. And
so how many demons have I been carrying around for the last...
Well, like I said, everybody has thousands.
Wow.
And the one...
How much do they weigh?
Well...
That could be the reason that I'm overweight.
Well, you might have an overweight demon.
Of course,
right. And I don't think there's any weight.
Wait, they have a voice. Well, they take over your vocal cords. They take over your entire body?
Okay, if they take over your entire body, then you get to the extreme cases, which is called possessed.
Right. That's like we've seen on The Exorcist and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, and see, that is not what happens with deliverers and people that have demons. Again, everybody has demons, but one of the reasons why the Christians don't think they have demons is because the King James, again, uses the word possessed.
I see.
When referring to having demons, when it's the word possessed, like you said, people think of The Exorcist. That's not what happens. If you have a pornography problem, you cannot control yourself. You have something drives you, controls you to go to the porno site or to go get the new books or whatever.
Right.
You are possessed in that area. But it doesn't mean your entire life is possessed.
So just the demons go on in front of the computer that makes me go to the porno sites.
Right.
Excuse that I could use on people who walk in on me and say, what are you doing on the porno site there? I could say the demon made me do it.
Well, you could say that, but you ought to say, yeah, but I'm doing deliverance and I'm trying to get this demon out of me.
But am I responsible when the demon's inside of me making me go to the porno site, or is it the demon doing its work against my will even?
Well, a lot of people want to put the blame on the demon. It depends on how controlled the demon has you, what kind of grips he has you on. You can choose, like right now, anybody listening to this, when this conversation is over, you have the choice of changing to a porno site or going watching television.
Mm-hmm. But it's not much difference. Okay.
Right. But if you absolutely, you ever get an urge that you just got to have a piece of chocolate candy or something?
Yes, every day.
All right. Well, it's that kind of an urge. You have this urge that I just got to turn this porno site on. Okay, then you definitely are controlled by that demon, and you just want to get rid of it in the name of Jesus.
Finally, before I let you go, Mr. Medra, tell me something. If I'm not a Christian, how do I, and I still have demons, correct?
Yes.
And that means if I'm not a Christian, I can never get rid of the demons.
That's correct.
Mm. So what does that mean for my afterlife?
Well, when you die, there's only two places. You either go to heaven or hell, according to the Bible.
Yeah.
And we're talking Christians here.
Right, of course we are.
And there's, if when you die, you can still go to heaven or go to hell if you never, ever went through deliverance.
So
it's not a requirement to get to heaven.
Okay.
It makes your life so much easier.
I can still have demons inside me and still go to heaven.
Oh, yeah.
And I assume they'll be gone by the time I get there.
When you die, they go into somebody else.
Oh, they'll go to somebody else?
Oh, yeah.
Can I choose who they go into? It's my own death?
No.
Who controls them all?
Well, the devil is the head honcho, just like God is in control.
But what is God in control of exactly then?
Right.
I mean, what's the opposite of a demon?
An angel.
Okay, so God's got angels.
Right, and the devil, there's only one devil, and there's only one God. But
right.
There's millions of demons, and there's millions of angels.
So somewhere in a parallel universe, somebody is talking about casting out angels.
Well, now that could be. You know, I don't think they could do that because the power of the name of Jesus is much stronger than any power that the devil has.
All right. Well, I think we have to pretty much leave it there, Mr. Mandrake, for now. But if anyone has any questions, they can go to your site at demonbuster.com, and I would imagine especially they'd be interested in contacting the demon's voice and Boise to get rid of them out of their computer.
Right, and you just say, in Jesus' name, I command these two demons to leave.
Okay, now, even if I'm not a Christian, can I get rid of the voice and Boise out of my computer?
No.
I can't.
No.
Okay, that's going to be tricky.
Because, see, the power comes in the name of Jesus.
Right.
And there's a scripture in the Bible where there were seven sons of Seth, there was Jewish people. They were trying to cast out a demon in Jesus' name, but they were not Christians. And the demon whooped up on them, all seven of them.
Whooped up on them?
Yeah, they got them good.
What does that mean?
The Bible says they beat them up and they ran in seven different directions.
I have one more question. If I'm not a Christian and I want to get voice and voice out of this laptop, which I have here, for example, which never works, could I have a Christian do it for me?
Sure. But now here's the thing. If you're not a Christian, then demons can come right back.
But it's my computer. I'm not a Christian and it's my computer. Does the computer know that I'm not a Christian?
No, but the demons do.
The demons do.
Right.
You got me there.
Uh-huh.
All right, Mr. Mandrake. Well, I hope we can talk to you again sometime. Anytime?
Anytime.
Terrific. Thank you very much.
Sure.
And anyone that wants to find out more about you can go straight to demonbuster.com and get to know you better.
All right.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mandrake, for joining us.